USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some Republican lawmakers making their frustrations with the continuing impeachment inquiry against President Trump known. A group of them storming a secure room where depositions in the probe are taking place. Three House committees continuing to conduct the investigation. Members of both parties are allowed to take part in it, but Representative Kevin McCarthy, the House minority leader, said,
"These are duly elected members of Congress that people have lent their voice to for 2 years to represent them, and they're denied from going into a meeting. They're going to have to vote on this, but they're not given any information."
Florida lawmakers firing the sheriff in charge during the Parkland mass shooting. The state Senate voted against reinstating Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel, who was suspended for his handling of the shooting that left 17 people dead last year. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.